From NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The jobs picture doesn't appear to be much better than it was a month ago, even though the unemployment rate has dropped to 8.1%. NPR's Dave Mattingly reports the decline is being attributed to more people giving up their job search.
When those without a job stop looking for work, they're not counted in the unemployment numbers. The Labor Department says more of them did that in August, lowering the nation's jobless rate from 8.3%. Employers added 96,000 jobs, and economists, including Ben Herzon at Macro Advisors, say that's far fewer than what's needed.
To feel like things were turning around in a big way, we'd have to see job growth in the high 100s or close to 200. Job gains sustained at that pace would certainly put the unemployment rate on a downward track.
Economists say it's now more likely the Federal Reserve will step in to try to help the economy at its meeting next week. Dave Mattingly, NPR News, Washington.
Congressman Paul Ryan says another monetary stimulus from the Fed would be a bad idea. The Republican vice presidential nominee tells CNBC the costs would outweigh the benefits and amount to a bailout for what he calls bad fiscal policy. Well, in light of the employment report, jobs is front and center in both presidential campaigns today. In words